with my colleague Henry Sikorsky at Year's End, Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons. We begin in December of 53 with the fiction that there is a peaceful use for fissile material. In 2023, we're given the news that North Korea, which defines bad actor and a brute and irresponsible bad actor, is making weapons-grade material with light water reactors given to it by the United States of America. So what is to be done? Henry, simple reading amateur from the outside says the only thing to be done right now is to dismantle all atomic power plants and block up all fissile material and close Canada's mines down.
Well, good luck. that doesn't sound terribly practical. And in fairness, let's be clear, there is a peaceful use for fissile material. It's just there's also a coeval military use. And the problem isn't that there aren't perfectly legitimate uses of this. It's to make sure that the illegitimate uses aren't the ones that people use these things for. So while, you know, I mean, we rely on nuclear power for a big chunk of our electricity, and so do other countries. So the problem is, how do you make sure that it isn't diverted for military use? And we have not come up with a great set of answers for that. And there are some technologies that are nuclear that are even worse than the ones that are just nominally available that, you know, you want to maybe take an even closer look at. Enriching uranium shouldn't be handed out to anybody. Stripping out plutonium chemically with reprocessing plants from spent fuel, also very dangerous. But all of these things are coeval with any large, quote-unquote, legitimate, even internationally safeguarded plant. I mean, the example I love using is the Iranians have a safeguarded plant. It's in Bushehr. It still operates. They use that illicitly to train up and to acquire all that they need to get to the very brink of making bombs. And we discovered this too late to prevent it. I think we've certainly, in the case of North Korea, they were in the treaty of the NPT, the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and they right up to the point where they pulled out. And underneath that auspices, they acquired from us all they needed to make the plant that they're now operating and people now fear might be used to make weapons plutonium. So we're not really good at backstopping against the risks of the things that nuclear power could be used for. We're pretty good in promoting what they might do to benefit us, but we were really very weak on preventing their misuse. And as a result, we're building them in places or proposing to build them in places that are pretty dangerous and pretty risky.
Is anyone in charge of the policy that proliferated to North Korea? And is that policy reversible? Can we go get it back? We have 30 seconds.
Well, no. I mean, the Bush administration, Bush 1, finally turned off the deal in the early, I think it was 2000, I think it was 2003, something like that. But by then, the nuclear milk had been spilled.
Okay. Henry Sikorsky. The book is Best of Intentions, published 2001. Henry wrote an article about light water reactors October of 2000. Cassandra was right. Best of Intentions, America's campaign against strategic weapons proliferation. Vladimir Putin routinely threatens the end. I'm John Patrick.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.